Hello, and thank you for joining us again for one of our amazing BNI San Diego podcasts. I'm really excited today. I've got a very good friend, colleague, and BNI member, Coach Joe Cuero with Action Coach. Hello, Joe. How's it going?
I'm doing really well. Ed, good to see you again, man.
It's always an absolute pleasure. Now, Joe, you're in Kansas City, right? That's where you're now housed. You used to be housed here in San Diego, and then you moved to Kansas City.
Very true.
And how are things going out in Kansas City?
It's good. I do miss the San Diego weather. Out here in Missouri, they joke that you can have all four seasons in one day. So that has been a huge, you know, culture shift. But other than that, it's a great place to live, great place to raise a family and actually run a business.
So Joe, give the 60-second bio on Joe Cuero.
60-second bio. Okay, cool. So I've been a serial entrepreneur ever since I was in high school selling candy. Growing up, well, actually in high school, I realized that all the rich people in the world, most of them had a business. And so I kind of knew early on, start a business. I wanted to be a cop. I wanted to build a business. So the cop thing was a small stunt in my life. And I realized business was probably a better route. It's a lot safer, by the way. But there's a lot of risks. So I failed my first 8 businesses. I was a knucklehead.
Oh, eight.
Didn't want, yeah. And I counted up to 8. A lot of them wasn't a failure. I just gave up on it too early, or, you know, just didn't want to do it. It was only when I decided to get a coach, to invest in a coach, that I actually built a freaking awesome business. That business has already been sold for a lot of money. I've built some more successful businesses as a result. But I also realized I actually like helping my colleagues build a business and do great. And so I actually became a coach out of my passion for entrepreneurship and helping other entrepreneurs not fail, because that's a big problem right now.
Oh my goodness. In this day and age, with all the things, all the changes going on, you know, one of the things that you said that I love is the fact that there were 8 businesses that didn't work, but that didn't stop you.
Right. Yes.
You continually go because you know, in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, that this is what you want to do. And now you've found the businesses that are really rocking and rolling, and it's exciting. And again, that's why you're here with us today.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't give up. I mean, if you ask my wife, there's many times where I probably wanted to give up. So it's funny, because when I wanted to give up, she didn't let me. When she wanted me to give up, I was too hard to give up. So I'm glad that, you know,
I've always heard, what, particularly when you're married, that you can, you know, one of the two can give up. You just can't give up on the same day.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
I agree with that. I agree with that. Yeah.
So Joe, what's our topic for today?
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the formula for business success. It's
I like this.
So I love to make things simple. I feel like sometimes entrepreneurs, the majority of us, not all of us, we are very, how do you say this? We're probably not the most educated people in the world. We probably have the most ADHD. We're visionaries. We're all that. So if I can kind of simplify things, especially because it worked for me, and make things easy for entrepreneurs to follow and do, then they're probably going to have a lot more success that way. So I have a formula that we use for business success.
Now, the formula you want to take a note on the formula. We'll also have it down below in the show notes, so that you can always go back to that later as well.
Right, right. Awesome. So, you want me to go over the formula?
Yeah, please. Let's do it.
All right. So for business success, obviously you start off with your dreams. Everybody has a dream. Sometimes it feels so far-fetched, but you take those dreams, and the next step, you have to multiply it by goals, meaning you got to put some goals for those dreams. If you don't have something that you can measure it by and something specific, then dreams kind of stay there and people die with it. So dreams times goals. The next thing that you multiply is by learning. We only raise to the level of our incompetence or our ignorance. Sometimes we have to learn something. We have to become mature enough to get what we need to get. Sometimes you got to learn a skill. You got to go to school, get a certification, depending on what you want to do for business or for success. Then once you learn, you multiply that by a plan, because now that you have a goal, you have the skills that you learn, it's easier to put a plan together because you have a lot more elements towards it. Then you multiply that by action, which is basically just get out there and do it. Start applying the plan. And I feel like that's where most people either do horrible at or just don't even start. Like, we're really good at kind of putting those things together, dreams, goals, learn, plan. And then when it comes to acting, it's like, I don't want to make my phone calls. I don't want to, you know, and you do that.
There can be a fear there.
It's a huge fear sometimes. Yeah. Because now it's like, okay, well, you got everything looks good on paper. Are you willing to test and measure to see if it actually work? And that's where a lot of fear comes in. So you do that all together for long enough, you get business success. And sometimes they come in small increments, right? So again, it's dreams times goals times learn times plan times act equals success.
Now, you know, when we were talking earlier, we were talking about the success of businesses nowadays. Every day there are new businesses opening up, starting up. You know, one of my favorite books by Michael Gerber is E-Myth. Right, E-Myth. We get a lot of people, and I'm the executive director for this organization called BNI here in San Diego.
Right,
and in BNI we get a lot of solopreneurs. We get those individuals that, as E-Myth talks about, you know, they're really good at their craft.
Yes.
So I'm really good at this. Oh, you know what? That means I should really start a business.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And unless you're going through this process in this formula that you talked about, you can either, you can believe that you own the business, but the business really owns you.
Yes. One of my phrases that I love to use is own a business, not a job.
Ooh.
Yeah. And going back to Michael Gerber and the E-Myth, I love the E-Myth Revisited now because there's a lot more additional things in there. But the story that really socked me in the gut when I read it was the story of Sarah the Baker, where she made pies because she loved it. Her grandma taught her. But then when she started opening up the business, in the beginning it was great. But then after getting burned by employees and having to wake up early and leave late, you know, making those pies once was a blessing for her, became a curse. And it, you know, and I loved how you said, like, you got to go back to where your original vision is and then see, where am I going wrong? And for her, it was, she couldn't trust her employees. She couldn't trust anybody to open up and to learn certain things. And once she was able to do that, her business started to scale.
Ooh.
You know,
and I love that word scale, right? Because you've, again, if you're a solopreneur, if you're a small business, and that's all you ever want to be, you just want to be that mom and pop, which is wonderful because we need the mom and pop businesses in the world.
Absolutely.
But if you're looking to truly create a business and a legacy for your family, and or getting to that point where you're building something to sell it,
yes,
you know, you've got to elevate yourself. And oftentimes, and as a matter of fact, it's amazing we're having this conversation because I had this conversation with a really good friend of mine, Andy Cruz, yesterday.
Oh, I love Andy.
And you know Andy? Yeah.
Yeah, Tom, I said hi.
I certainly will.
Yeah.
And Andy and I were talking about the element of, as business owners, we can become the bottleneck.
Yes.
Or we become the ceiling on our business.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we've got to, if we're running a business and things are good right now, in order to get to position B, we actually have to elevate our game. We have to grow as a leader. We have to grow through and go through this formula, because if we're just going to remain the same, that's where our business is going to remain.
Absolutely. Well, that's the learning part, right? Because sometimes success is different phases. You've hit one success and you're fine coasting there. But just like the book Atomic Habits says, we're not made to coast. Our soul starts to die. So now we're looking for that next thing. And then it's, what is success there? Sometimes, like you said, we have to learn how to be a leader. And you know, you scale your business, you have to be a good leader. You have to know how to delegate, find the talent, influence the change, influence the results, coach the managers. You know, it's a whole different ball game. And if you don't know it, then yeah, you gotta learn.
Well, and realizing what are the things that you can, you know, again, going back to the E-Myth. So Michael, we're giving you props here on the podcast. Hey. Going back to the E-Myth, you know, when you're setting up your business, what's the word? Where you've got all the boxes.
Oh, the org chart.
Your org chart, right?
Yeah.
In your name is in every one of the boxes in the beginning, right? And the goal is to remove yourself from those boxes. What are those things as the business owner that we should be focused on, and what are the things that we should be getting rid of?
Yeah. Have you read that book, Who Not How?
Oh, it is one of my top three. 10X is easier than 2X.
Yes.
Who Not like How that. And The Gap and the Gain, all by Dr. Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan.
That's awesome. Well, that's that. So that book talked about finding the right position so you don't have to do it. It's finding who, not how. And then the other one was The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. Have you ever heard that book?
That one I've not.
I think it's Gay Hendricks. But it talks about how you bring such a big value to your business as a business owner, but we're doing all the other things that really dilute our value. And so stay within your genius. If you're a business owner, like for me, I talk, I sell, I build relationships. If I stay there, the business will scale. If I put the who, the people to run the part of the business in place, get systems in place, things like that, I could just be out all day bringing leads into the business just by being in my genius. But if I try to do the marketing, if I try to do the fill in the blank, we're capped at where we could be. And I think
I love this conversation because as we were talking about in our earlier conversation, you know, looking at all these new businesses that get started or these individuals, again, that are good at their craft. Now they're looking at starting a business. How can, you know, if you can share some wisdom, some tidbits, because obviously you've worked with a lot of these individuals, mm-hmm. what are some pitfalls that they may need to kind of be aware of and kind of know that they're out there so that they can kind of go around and, you know, what are some things that we can encourage our small to medium to solopreneurs so that as they're coming into the marketplace with their new business, their product, their service, mm-hmm. that at the end of 2024, they're still here. And at the end of 2025 and, you know, so forth.
I love how you said that they're still here because that's a reality. Well,
coming out of COVID, you know, it's been 4 years now coming out of COVID. We saw a lot of businesses that were no longer here.
Oh, I don't even want to hear that word, but yes, you're absolutely right. Well, I would say this, cause this applies to any size business, building a solid foundation and always going back and reinforcing it. And I'll tell you why. We build a foundation for a startup and then we become the startup, but then we start adding to our business and the foundation becomes brittle because we've only built a foundation strong enough for the startup. What do I consider as a startup through Action Coach? Well, we have a 6-step system to build a business. The first step is called mastery, where you master the basic fundamentals of your business. The first one is called destination. You got to master where you know you want to take this business and build a foundation big enough for that so that way you're not having to keep coming back all the time. So what is your vision statement, your mission statement? What core values are you going to abide by? Because those things drive you. And when you bring in a team, you expect them to buy into that. But if you don't have a destination mastered, then you're going to react to everything in your business. Your business becomes something that controls you. Because if you have business goals but no personal goals, then your business goals become your personal goals. But in reality, your business is the vehicle to get you to where you want to get to. Financial freedom, time freedom, all that.
Wait. You mean to tell me that the reason I go into business is actually to provide for my family and create a life for my family and actually create a life for myself other than me just being known as a, you know, my being is not being a business owner. My being is being a dad, a father, a husband, right? Yeah.
For me, it's being a dad, a husband, a father, a being that glorifies God. That's something that I really, and then a world traveler, right? Like I can't be a world traveler if I'm always running my business, right? So those are my goals and my aspirations, but the business is just the vehicle to get me there. So if I always build a business to be a job, then that will limit my ability to be what I want to be. So yeah, I have to know, so that way when I create a business plan, it gets me there instead of being a bottleneck. So that's foundation step number one. But I feel like that's the one that most entrepreneurs starting off or even big, they overlook that part.
And why do you think that is? Is it just because it's just either not in their purview? You know, why are people missing out on that portion?
We're not taught to do that.
Oh, wait, hold on. This goes back to the element in the formula again. If you know, and it may be good. And now that I've got the formula, I'm going to actually write it out and I'm going to actually have it on my wall.
Oh yeah.
So I'm constantly looking at it, but always go back to the formula and that element of lifelong. We in B&I, we call it lifelong one of our learning. Core values is lifelong learning.
Absolutely.
Right. And I love the fact that that's an important part of growing your business.
Yeah. Well, learning is an important part of growing anything, right? It's not, you can't just build a house without learning how to build a house. You can't just say, I'm going to put the frame together and drywall. And like, you got to learn about that. As a matter of fact, the founder of Action Coach, Brad Sugars, is also good friends with Ivan Meisner, the founder. I'm pretty sure some of that stuff is intertwined because they're both very successful multimillionaires and people who are entrepreneurs and understand this stuff. But yeah, we're not taught to dream. We're not taught to have vision. We're not taught easily. I mean, some of us come from families where that was not, you know, a thing. I know for me, we were just taught that because we're poor, we're always gonna be poor, you know? So.
And we get to change our destiny. And that's the beauty of a business owner, because you're not only are you impacting your life and your family, you're impacting, you know, future employees and staff and their families. Right. So when a new local business starts up, you want to be able to have that scaling mindset that, you know, what can I do to impact the people around me? Well, that's by, you know, bringing this business into fruition and then growing it and having the formula to be able to do that is incredibly important. I love the fact that today we're talking about that formula for success, because if you follow it, it works. If you don't, if let's say that we just took one of the elements out, it may be okay, but it's not going to be what it could be.
Sure. And I would also say that depending on what you pull out, it will never happen.
Ah, so it's interesting that we're talking about this. Just recently I had a conversation with someone and I'm not a math person at all, but I do understand this one concept. You can have, you know, 5 + 10 times whatever. And if there is a zero in that formula anywhere, what happens?
Zero. It's always zero.
Always zero. Right. And I think it's the same thing in business and success as well. And that's why having someone like yourself, a coach, by your side to help walk you through, you know, you look at athletes, you look at movie stars, you look at anybody successful.
Have a coach.
And every single one of them have a coach.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, there's also statistics, and I wasn't prepared, but there's the statistics of companies, business owners that actually that are actually successful. There's a huge portion of those that still have a business coach that believe in mentorship and coaching.
Ooh.
It's important because as a coach, you have the non-emotional bias of seeing things from the outside looking in. You know, I'm in Kansas City. Our football team has 2 Super Bowls in a row, right? Andy Reid, who's the head coach, never jumped on the field and told the quarterback or the tight end, let me do it for you. Wow. You know, they're like, play the game. We'll see things from the outside and we'll help you course correct as you go. Ooh. But part of that is the importance of reminding them about their goals preseason and postseason. Super Bowl teams don't win Super Bowls by luck. You know, they have to already know that they want to win it before the season starts, and acting like that during practice and practicing the same, performing the way they practice, right? Like Mike Tyson said, you know, you practice the way you fight, because when you fight the way you practice. Everything has to be consistent. And a coach calls you out on it, holds you accountable, helps you to see things that you wouldn't see, but ultimately lets you make the decision of your success or not.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I know that we're coming to our close here. And
already?
It goes by quick, I know. Jeez. Which means, but just even within this podcast, we've got some topics and some nuggets that we can start having other conversations. So I'm looking forward to having you back.
I'd love to. Absolutely.
But
maybe bring Andy Cruz on this one too.
Oh, that dude. Yeah, that would be fantastic. There's another amazing entrepreneur as well.
Yeah.
For those of you who've not met Andy Cruz, you need to seek out. Gentlemen, his name is Andy Cruz of Cruz Productions. He's a great guy. As a matter of fact, he is our podcast sponsor for this podcast. So
he'll watch this before it goes live. End. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. but you know, as we close out, Joe, and what you've seen in our topic of, you know, your business success formula, I think I butchered that, but looking at that topic, you know, what's a takeaway you want to leave for our listeners right now?
Oh, that's a lot. Usually I ask what's your greatest takeaway, but still I'll do it. Action is the glue. We're called Action Coach for a reason. And I always joke, this is something Coach Carrie and I always joke about. We're called Action Coach, not Let Me Think About It Coach. You've already done the thinking. You've done the learning. We got the plan. Take action. Take action. And don't be afraid if the action is the wrong action. You'll figure that out sooner or later. Testing and measuring is business's number one friend. We don't know all the answers. We go based off what we know. So just take action and you will learn as you actually take action too. So that was always my challenge, is taking the right action. Now it's like, my team's like, slow down, you're taking too much action. But it's like, but I love it, you know, so.
Well, yeah. And I love that takeaway. And it goes back to something you said earlier when we were talking about the word coast.
Right.
And it makes me think, Joe, what do you, in order to coast, what must you be doing?
Well, nothing. I mean, you'd be comfortable.
Well, if you think about it, you've got to be going downhill.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
So it'll get you moving for a while, but you're moving in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as Coach Joe left us today with that element of action, it's so incredibly important. Joe, thank you so much for joining us today. For our listeners, if you want to learn a little bit more about Coach Joe, reach out to him. His information is in our show notes, along with this formula that he talked about. And Joe, I look forward to having you back in the near future. Thank you for being a colleague, a friend, and truly a brother. I appreciate all that you are in my life. Thank you for just being such an amazing guy.
Absolutely. And those feelings are very, very mutual. You're very welcome.
And for our listeners, we look forward to seeing you back with us next week with another amazing guest. Thank you and have a great afternoon.
This episode of the BNI San Diego podcast has been brought to you by Cruise Productions, a San Diego-based video production company and proud BNI member. You can find us at the intersection where business and creativity meet, or online at cruiseproductionsinc.com.